Worlds and Robots, Episode 71. Robert! It was Robert! What? Robert was the one who bestowed upon me the title of Lord of Glencoe. For those who have no idea what I'm talking about, go back 2 episodes, and it'll fill you in. So, now I can properly thank you, Robert.
Did you know Robert is only one letter off from robot?
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is. If you replace the E with an O, robot.
No, that's robort.
Oh, I think you're wrong. The R is silent in robot.
Then it would be obort.
Wow, it's like you never took an English crash.
Yeah, I'm gonna abort this conversation. Anyway, thank you once again, Robert, for the title Lord.
You know, I still can't believe you're an actual lord now, you know? I mean, the world is madness.
Oh, speaking of madness, I just realized we are just as old as the Xbox.
What?
Technically, the original Xbox was released in November 2001. Xbox is doing a whole 20th anniversary thing now.
Oh, wow. So, I'm an Xbox?
Yeah, go eat a disc.
Oh, they are really crunchy and shiny.
Let's see. Apparently, there's some confusion about wearing masks now, because not even the government knows what the hell they're doing.
I say we lock down humanity for all eternity.
Agreed. But since that won't happen, apparently it's up to the business itself, as to whether people have to wear masks or not. So, just because the government says one thing doesn't mean states are doing the same thing.
That is why some states do stuff others don't. America is like 50 little countries. Each one has their own set of rules. So Taco Tuesday may not be on a Tuesday, depending on the state you're in.
Am I the only one that thinks this whole thing has been an embarrassing display of human ineptitude? I mean, from the beginning, it's like no one had a plan to do anything.
Yeah, humans suck. I mean, we fade a lot, I think.
While everyone was hoarding toilet paper, I hoarded marshmallows.
Why?
Because it's softer than toilet paper. Duh.
Oh, mate. Is that why our pipes are always clogged?
Probably.
Anyway, so, again, check with whatever place you're going to before you go there to see what their policy is. We're almost through this. Just hold out a little bit longer.
Oh, and don't make a scene if some place asks you to wear a mask, right?
Oh, jeez, dude. Yeah, I saw this video with Ricky Schroeder. He, like, got all up in the face of some poor Costco worker about having to wear a mask and, of course, like most celebrities, was woefully misinformed about store policy. So, don't be a Ricky Schroeder out there, okay? I don't care what side of the fence you're on, yo. Let's just get through this.
I'll have a question.
Yeah?
Who the hell is Ricky Schroeder?
Oh, he was like this child actor, I think, in the 80s. He had a series called Silver Spoons or some crap. I think he played the kid of a millionaire or whatever. Who cares, dude? It's ancient history.
Am I the only one not surprised that a washed-up actor would verbally harass a Costco worker?
No, that seems to be the thing to do now, you know? It's like every worker that has helped us get through this pandemic crap is being treated like garbage by the mightier-than-thou kind of mentalities. And, yo, knock that off.
Society is so weird, isn't it?
You know, I don't know. As much as I dislike people, I know some of them work hard for crap. Hey, most of them do. I honestly try to be as polite as possible with everyone. I mean, everyone is having a horrible time with this. We've all been stressed. I get it. But I'm not going to take it out on some person trying to get me coffee.
Hey, but what about that stall schmucks guy?
Yeah, that's a cartoon, dude, okay? You know what a cartoon is? Amplified and exaggerated characteristics for the sake of humor. Remember?
Oh, right. Yeah, no, because humans take them so seriously now that I forgot they're just like doo-doos and voice actors. Well, you take animes very seriously. But anime is different, mate, all right? I mean, anime is real.
Oh, yeah? Is it? So, there's really a prison school with super sexy wardens?
I really hope so.
Ugh. Anyway, folks, again, check policies before you get there. Don't cause a scene. Don't be a Ricky Schroeder.
I don't think anyone wants to be Ricky Schroeder. I'd rather be Corey Haim.
He's dead.
Oh. Who's the person in the Lost Boys who's not dead. Corey Haim? Yes, I want to be a Corey Haim. And not dead. Okay, let's see. Yeah. And one last thing on the topic of masks. Yo, don't start bickering about it in the comments. Not gonna read it. And all you're gonna do is start arguing with each other about it. Let us all just get along and let this go. So, aside from that nonsense, there were a couple of articles popping up about how comedy movies suck now because everyone is too sensitive, so at least folks know why it's happening. Not like you're changing this, but I already covered this in the rant, the content we make, and probably a bunch of other rants, but who cares? Because the people that need to hear those rants never seem to manage to find them, thanks YouTube.
Now, how come people don't like just share the better rants with people, you know? Or, do you think those people just wouldn't listen anyway? People don't listen! Ha, you're funny.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters at this point. And frankly, that's fairly disheartening. Because I know over the last 20 years, the rants and such have helped a lot of people think outside the box. But that was like last gen, you know? A large portion of the current gen is just stuck in their own echo chamber. So essentially, if you're not regurgitating something they already heard and agree with, you're pretty much dismissed. You know, that is really sad. Whatever, dude, closed-minded human behavior isn't anything new. Hopefully logic will start trending again at some point, and maybe people will find our work. So anyway, who's been doing what?
And I've just been researching some anime things and some baby metal things and succubus things. I made pizza yesterday and it was not terrible. I'm a cook now. I can make a restaurant.
I was in sleep mode.
You know, you guys suck. Boy! Whatever, dude. I don't know. For me, IRL stuff has been fairly hectic. And I mean wall-to-wall hectic. I cannot even tell you how hectic it's been. And I don't even understand. I don't even leave the house. This crap just seems to find me.
I'm working as fast as I can!
I don't care. Like, literally, I have had no time to do anything. Nothing.
You know, I don't know how life can get so crazy. I mean, we barely leave the house, and we just can't sit around on the internet, and yet still, issues abound. It's insane.
I don't know. I swear, the entire crux of society is just to annoy each other. You know, with busy work and BS.
Pretty much.
So, we're gonna wrap this up, because we don't have time to talk about anything else, and we have a ton of crap to take care of.
I didn't even get to really talk about anime this week.
That's a shame.
Ha! Wank! Everyone, be safe, do your thing, don't hassle anyone, just live and let live, which most people can't seem to do these days. So, try to be polite.
You know, I really think we should take a vacation from, like, Earth, you know?
Elon, I need a ticket to space!
Oh, I wouldn't go anywhere with that guy. I watched him on Saturday Night Live and all my doggy coins lost value.
Oh my god. I'm leaving. Later, everybody!
Oi, everyone. It has been really hectic. I don't understand. Send help. We need more hands and people who are competent around us. We're surrounded by incompetence. I don't understand.